Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Decided to tune in for today for your latest celebrity news. But before we begin, let's say hello to our faves, Heidi and Frank. What up?
Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey,
what's
hey, up, hey.
Heidi?
So Portia is out, but today we have our special guest kicking it with us. She's a reality star, a TV host, an author, and all that. Quad! All right, later, Chewy Dishes with Meredith Vieira, Amy Poehler, and more stars about the new fall TV shows. And Jennifer Aniston reveals a weird ritual she's into. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it looks like Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. Jenny from the Block, is having a hell of a year. Now she's engaged to Alex Rodriguez. And word on the street is she's in talks to perform at this year's NFL Super Bowl halftime show. Now, the deal's not official yet, but you could put a stamp on it.
Okay.
Like, why would you not have Jennifer Lopez, who, like, you know, even though she's from the Bronx, is you think of Miami when you think of a Jennifer Lopez.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's the perfect choice.
She looks so good now.
She does.
I mean, she has, like, the catalog, the skill set to be able to sing, dance, and be able to, like, really sell it.
Yeah. We've lost Frank. Frank's
so
down.
Good, right?
Is he foaming at the mouth?
God. I don't know.
Stop salivating. It's okay.
Thought bubble above my head right now.
Thought bubble or fat bubble?
Fat bubble.
They both work the same way. But, like, you know, to add more on to J-Lo's marquee year, like, there's also been Oscar buzz surrounding her performance in her newest movie, Hustlers. Now, she appeared on the Sirius XM radio show with Hoda Kotb and got really emotional over here in the news. Aww. Take a look.
Jennifer Lopez is poised to land her first Oscar nomination for Hustler.
Her first Oscar? I'm sorry, you are allowed.
Everybody's like, you guys' reaction was like mine.
By the way, People Magazine said the same thing. Daily Beast said the same thing. Yeah. Can you just sit with that for 1 second?
You
what
know,
that feels like.
I I've just been working hard, you know, for so long, for my whole life, so it's nice.
You know what I love?
Sorry, you guys know that I'm emotional. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm tearing up already.
Oh, really?
I am. I mean, that's her hard work and dedication to be recognized by your peers. Like, that's huge. Yeah. I'm here for it.
I put my money on Jennifer Lopez to win the Oscar because I think she has a very good chance if the Academy votes with their penises.
Oh, do they, though? That's the question.
If they do this year, she's got it.
Listen, since we're talking about success, let's talk a little bit about Jennifer Aniston because maybe a goddess circle, a goddess ritual circle, is the secret to Jennifer Aniston's success. Here's what I'm talking about. During a recent interview with New York Times, Jen revealed that she and her gal pals have been doing these rituals for 30 years. And what is it? It's not crazy, but they sit cross-legged on pillows in Jennifer Aniston's living room. They hold a beechwood stick that's like adorned with feathers and other kind of odd little things, and they each talk, and they usually do these rituals right before some big event, some big life event. Jennifer talked about how she had one of these circles right before she married Brad Pitt.
Yep.
Right before she married Justin Thoreau. And I'm telling Jen, maybe forget the circles, because that didn't work out so well.
Maybe that's
those pushes away, honey.
Somebody in that circle hit him.
That's a bad juju stick. It's like, no, okay. Burn that stick.
Burn some sage on that stick.
Okay.
She even did it before her 50th birthday, which she says is a doom number.
Oh, yes, it is.
Right. So, Quad, don't you and some of the girls I'm married to Madison, don't y'all sit in circles and do little rituals like that?
Now,
don't you do each other's hair or something?
Now, I'm going to go ahead and keep it real with you. Now down to the sister circle, we have a ritual every morning where we pray. Mm. We should probably pray on Married to Medicine, and then there's probably someone who's a part of that circle of Married to Medicine who's doing a seance on people. trying to put a hex on a doll, honey. I don't know.
Well, moving on. Bad hair days can happen to anybody. Just look at Brett.
What is happening?
But it can also happen to Ellen DeGeneres.
Ooh, payback is a bitch, Frank. Oh, just wait.
In the premiere of the 17th season of Ellen's show, she was forced, she revealed that she was forced once to shave her head completely bald over a bad dye job. Like, they couldn't, it couldn't be fixed. So it's like, the only way to fix take it all off.
Right.
She had no idea what her natural hair color would be like after years of dyeing it. So it's like, it's going to grow out natural. What's it going to look like? Well, here it is.
I've been coloring my hair for so long, and it was really, really short. And I knew that I had to grow it out, but and I was going to color it. But then I got used to it. And I was like, oh, it's my natural color. And that's what I should do. And Portia liked it, and a lot of people liked it. And it was the first time, like I said, that I had seen my natural color. This is what it looked like. It was that short.
So what do you guys think about her natural hair color?
I'm not mad at the salt and pepper. She kind of puts me in the mind of George Clooney.
It makes her look distinguished.
I kind of like it, too. But I think when you've done 17 seasons and you have your look, I think you got to go back to blonde.
That's what she's doing.
You're icy. She's got these icy blue
eyes.
We
all know her as a blonde. It's kind of like when Drew Carey lost the glasses after he got LASIK surgery. I just couldn't believe him anymore.
Can't do it.
So you got to stay with the blonde.
But head crack, I think the biggest hair change on Dish Nation has been head crack. Was it was it tough when you lost the dreads?
No, I made my life easier. Like, I don't have to spend 45 minutes in a hair dryer. You get your hair twisted.
Is there any way that we could take old head crack hair and put it on Ellen to see what she'd look like with dreads?
Ooh, fun.
Like an undercover cop. I wouldn't buy drugs from her.
Looks like Whoopi's got the flu.
Wait a minute.
Again, we have company.
No about that now.
Damn, baby.
What are you doing with your hair?
Don't kill yourself. Now, that was borderline.
Yeah. I love you, Whoopi.
I do love you, Whoopi.
Not Whoop. Okay, you guys, this one is interesting. Talk show host Tamron Hall is keeping it 100 real about her interracial marriage. Last year, Tamron introduced her forever beau, music manager Steve Greener, on social media and threw everybody for a loop, honey, because he was of the Caucasian persuasion.
Yes, honey.
And believe it or not, Tamron shocked herself because in a recent interview, she admitted that she never thought her husband would have been a white man.
Oh.
Tamron said, I never imagined my husband would be white. I grew up in Texas in a predominantly black neighborhood. I dated almost exclusively men of color, black men. He just so happened to be the person I fell in love with. Well, here at Dish Nation, honey, we are so happy for you, Tamron, because love is love.
Yes.
But y'all, isn't it funny that sometimes you don't end up with who you think you're going to be with?
It's so true. You never know who's going to put that whoopee pill on you.
Not the whoopee pill.
See, I don't think guys think about that as much as women do.
Head crack, I did. I mean, I used to exclusively only date classy women, but then when I found trashy woman, I married it. Trashy's forever.
He likes his women like a cocktail waitress and a Dolly Parton wig.
Who needs
a root touch up? I mean, he's just like, no, Mrs. That's a feature, Mrs. Kramer. He goes nuts for it.
I never thought I'd meet, Dolly Parton and Mimi.
From Drew Carey's show,
But my God, I found the love of my life.
That's his type.
Yeah. You want somebody that you can, like, help build up and repair on the way.
He is a broken wing guy.
Yeah.
I want
someone more damaged than me.
That's going to be hard to find, Frank.
Yeah, there's some self-esteem issues out here.
Yeah, you talking about bottom of the barrel.
Has anybody taken somebody home to their family or their friends were like, what in the hell?
Everybody's been pretty accepting of, like, anything I've ever done ever.
You've never brought somebody home and they're like, what are you doing?
No, because, like, you don't bring everybody everywhere.
You usually don't bring them home unless you know they're going to be accepted.
Yeah, you know, you got to put them through the will not steal test. Right. You know,
You date women that boost?
If that $2 bill is still here when I come back, I know
she's good. She's good.
All right, coming up, y'all. See you, Nick Jonathan is giving everyone the smoke. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
You know, as a TV and radio host, I'm always handing out my business card, and having a personalized, professional-looking card is an easy way to make a great first impression. Now, when I hand out my cards, I know I'm not just passing along my contact info. I'm also making a connection. And you know something? You could, too, make a connection with the right card. You can impress people enough so they choose your business over the competition. For just 10 bucks, Vistaprint gives you 500 personalized cards with exactly the look that you want. That's a low price to make a lasting impression. So what are you waiting for? Plug your information and logo into hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company, or upload your own original layout. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or your money back. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com/dish. That's Vistaprint.com/dish. Get 500 custom business cards and own the now. Vistaprint.com/dish.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
What's up?
Now, if you're a poppin' A-lister, you get to be on the cover of a magazine all the time. But Nick Jonas was super excited to get the cover of his favorite magazine, Cigar Aficionado. Now, he was so excited that he posted the cover saying, "First person under 30 to hold a cigar on the cover, one of my favorite magazines. So pumped about this one. Thank you, at Cigar Aficionado. Issue on newsstand September 24th. Now, the cover has gotten over 1 million likes on both the magazine and Nick's social media pages.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Nick's fans feel like he's sending a bad message by promoting smoking cigars.
The man is a grown man.
Thank you. If he's happy to be on this magazine, just be happy with him if you're a true fan.
And we don't know how much he actually smokes. It could be a celebratory cigar.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of y'all eating fried chicken sandwiches and don't wash your hands good. You have no right to comment
on this.
You
got so much cholesterol, you can't even poop.
Well, one fan commented, "Gross and irresponsible as a singer in a human race, knowing the health risk, but okay." Another person said, "Stop smoking, Nicholas. That's why your voice is tiring so easily." Another person said, "I love you, but smoking kills, and it'd be smarter from you to not promote such a thing and make it look cool, because it's not."
The deal is that he can't came out, you know, as a young group with his brothers, right? So we're still kind of looking at him like that Disney, with that Disney days.
Right.
And sometimes people who smoke, it give their voice character. Now, results may vary. Like, there's some people out
no,
there,
for real.
Yeah, like, it give them that extra rash that yeah, really yeah, make yeah. it pop off. Mm-hmm. So, man, he's doing great. He's doing fine. As long as he ain't smoking around his wife who has asthma, which I'm sure he's not, he's right. going to be fine. Go mind your business. Wash your hands.
All right, y'all. So when the casting news came out that Robert Pattinson was replacing Ben Affleck as Batman, many were split on the decision. But now Batman director Matt Reeves has got some more changes in store for the new Batman franchise. It seems he's looking for a woman of color, darling, to play the iconic role of Catwoman. So what do we think about Catwoman being a black woman or woman of color?
Well, I'm here for it, actually.
Me too.
I really am. You know, I think it's time to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had little things here and there, Eartha Kitt, and then we also had Halle Berry. You know, it's good to just have a sister in that position.
Well, they should put Priyanka Chopra. She's a woman of color.
Well, maybe she could do it.
Exactly. I think she would make a real good Catwoman.
I think Zendaya.
Zendaya would make an ill
Zendaya
Catwoman.
Zendaya would play good. Like, Euphoria has shown me a whole different side of her, so I think she would be an ill Catwoman.
Or Janelle Monáe.
Janelle
Monáe, too, yep.
Well, what about Rihanna, though? She's still kind of
Rihanna
like...
ain't doing no acting, honey. She with her billionaire man chilling, okay?
Boot up.
Okay?
I mean, I think it's two things. You know, we all saw what Wakanda did globally.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get in on a black coin. That's just me. We're turning out in droves, you know, coming out to see the movies to support the black actors and actresses. Yes, they want a piece of the black dollar.
Where were they at for Halle Berry's Catwoman?
Yeah, the way that was set up.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Now I got a gadget that's going to make your life 1,000 times easier. It's the Ideation Truly Wireless Auto Pair Bluetooth earbuds with charging case. Now, these earbuds are housed in a sleek, thin charging case, so it can be stored just about anywhere. Your pocket, purse, or carry your fanny pack. All right? Now, because of their perfect size for traveling, they're great on the go.
Tell me more, Headcrack.
Well, these earbuds not only come in three colors, but the great thing about them is that they have a built-in rechargeable battery and an integrated microphone for hands-free phone calls. Communication on the go is no problem, and with the earbuds built-in stereo sound with noise reduction, it means you can hear your music or calls crystal clear.
Ooh, this is fancy. How much?
Well, the Ideation Truly Wireless Auto Pair Bluetooth earbuds with charging case only costs about $100. But for the Dish Nation viewers, get this. It's only $25.
What?
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Now, up next, Tree Martinez chats with some of your favorite stars about their new shows coming to Fox, including Mary the Vieira, Amy Poehler, and much, much more. Better come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I'm man Chuy Martinez hit up the 2019 Fox TCA gray carpet and chatted with some of Hollywood's biggest stars about the new Fox 4 lineup of television shows like Almost Family, 25 Words or Less, and the animated series Duncanville. There's a lot going on. Check it out.
25 Words or Less.
Yeah.
We're going to have some pretty awesome celebs on. Who are we going to have on there, okay. Meredith?
I'm reading you just a few. Yeah. Allison Sweeney.
What?
Betsy Brandt.
Okay.
Chelsea Handler. Hello. What? She's going to be competitive,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Golden Dunn. Eric Winter. Kate Flannery.
Yes.
Lonnie Love. Hysterical.
Yo.
She's good.
And who of your friends and who is not on that list would you love to see on the show? And why?
Well, I don't really have any friends, but
okay.
This is really sensitive.
You have one right here. You have one right here.
Oh, I like your Jordans.
Thank you. I have money now, so I could buy expensive shoes.
You have a lot of sneakers. That's success.
I have over 150. How many do you have, Amy?
I have 5 pairs of Jordans.
Nice.
I love Jordans. They're so comfy.
They're comfy. You have any Jordans, Ty?
I have some Jordans. I don't know how many.
Gee, wait, I know this is weird, but should we have a party and bring our Jordans?
Yeah. Got to break down the show for me.
My father is a fertility doctor, and I think that I am an only child, but he actually used his own sperm at his fertility clinic to impregnate many women in his practice. Yeah. And then come to find out that we are all related because many of his patients were their mothers.
Wow.
So we have to kind of come together and figure out how we're going to be as now a redefined family, and what does that mean to us?
And then you form a pop group and perform at Coachella. Oh my God.
Yes.
Prodigal Son, congratulations. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Prodigal Son is about serial killers and cops trying
when
to figure out
what's
happening.
When he talks about Prodigal Son, his like...
This is my, it's my serial killer, yeah.
Really
this is my serial killer hunt underbite.
The last time I interviewed you, I told you a really funny story about when I went to go see La Bamba with my babysitter.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
yes.
And I went with her and her boyfriend. The only way they could go together is if they brought... me along.
Well, you know, and fortunately, that was a pretty family-friendly show. There have been other things that I've done, which wouldn't have been such a good idea.
Right, right, right. But it was family-friendly, the film, but what they were doing in the seat next to me wasn't.
Did they start a family?
Yes, they did. Shout out to my cousin Judy.
Nice.
The Masked Singer's on Fox.
Yes.
So I have to ask you a Masked Singer question. If you were on the show, what song would you sing and why?
I mean, it would be fun to say something like Sicko Mode.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to go a little older, and I'm going to sing Lola by the Kinks. Because it's the only song that I can kind of sing where people don't get, like, viscerally angry.
I actually love Fergalicious by Fergie.
Oh.
You guys do Fergalicious, and I'll just...
Okay. We'll have... Halston, sing some Fergalicious for us, and we'll be on the side dancing. Go 3, 2, 1, go.
Woo!
You gotta sing. You gotta sing.
See, I'm backing you up now. I'll do it.
I see what Fergalicious. Fergalicious.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah!
Okay, y'all, check this out. A cashier in Japan has been arrested for using his photographic memory to steal credit card information from over 1,300 people.
Whoa. Now, that's an ultimate scammer.
That is crazy. The 34-year-old Tokyo man would allegedly memorize a customer's name, credit card number, expiration date, and the security code in the time it took to run the card. Then he wrote the information down later in a notebook and then used it to shop online.
I'm
I'm just trying to see how did he remember all of that. Okay. Like, he has the memory for sure of an elephant.
They called it chunking. We used to remember telephone numbers back in the day. Do you know any numbers today that you don't know?
No. Nope.
Exactly.
Because they all stored in our phone.
Exactly. Yeah, so basically.
No, but even if I had to remember, like, a credit card number is long as hell, the expiration date.
But if you take the time to, like, really, like, not necessarily bury yourself in modern technology and phones all the time, and you focus more time to remembering things and doing stuff like this, you could become a master of it using the art of chunking, like Gabby said. We're too distracted now.
Well, I got to tell you, I hate to see this man in the casino at the blackjack table. Oh, I just hate to see it.
I can't believe they found him in Japan.
If he was a black Anish, then they could find him.
It wasn't Tokyo Tony? Yo, so Quad, thank you so much for partying with us
My
today.
My pleasure, always.
Sister Circle is live as ever. Be sure y'all check her out and check your local listings to find out when Sister Circle comes on near you. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.